You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Shares of Reliance Industries dipped 3% to an intraday low of ₹3,017.95 per equity share after the company reported poor Q1 FY25 numbers due to weak refining margins and a decline in gas production. The company's net profit declined 5.5% on year to ₹15,138 crore in Q1 of FY25 and 20% sequentially. Also, its EBITDA margin or operating margin dropped to 16.7% from 18.4% a year ago. Further, the Reliance Group's flagship company's consolidated revenue fell 2% on quarter to ₹2,31,780 crore. Its EBITDA saw a dip of 9% sequentially to ₹38,770 crore. The company's net debt declined by ₹3,940 crore to ₹1,12,300 crore at the end of Q1 FY25, which is also a tad positive, said JM Financial, commenting on Reliance results. Next up, the Economic Survey 2023-24 on July 22nd said that India's aviation sector stands at the threshold of unprecedented growth. The survey underscores the necessity to enhance the efficiency and sustainability of airlines while expanding airport capacity to support economic growth. The survey further emphasized on the importance of collaboration between the government, industry stakeholders, and international partners to strengthen Indian airlines and improve long-haul connectivity. In the services sector, the survey noted that the aviation industry experienced the highest influx of credit, showing a year-on-year growth of 56%. This growth was credited to increased activities in aircraft leasing, recruitment, and a favorable medium to long-term growth perspective. Moving on, around 8 IPOs will hit the pipeline in the current week. All of these are SME IPOs. Meanwhile, there are no IPOs in the mainboard segment. However, one mainboard IPO will close and list on the secondary bourses for trading this week. Sandstar will close its issue for bidding on July 23rd. The company is raising ₹510.15 crore through a combination of fresh issue and an offer for sale. SAR Televenture FPO will open its follow-on public offer on July 22nd and close it on July 24th. SAR Televenture is entirely a fresh issue of 7.14 million shares. RNFI Services will open its book-built issue of 6.74 million fresh shares to collect ₹70.81 crore on July 22nd. The company will close the bidding on July 24th. In other news, the earnings season for the first quarter of FY25 is now in full swing, with almost all major companies from the IT sector, including Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, HCL Technologies, Infosys, Wipro, having already released their Q1 results, and Tech Mahindra will post its Q1 results on July 25th. Others like Reliance Industries, Jio Financial Services, HDFC Bank, SpiceJet, Asian Paints, LTI Mindtree, Patanjali Foods, BPCL, Paytm, Kotak Mahindra Bank, CET, and many more too have released their earnings for the quarter ended June 30th, 2024. Following this, companies like Hindustan Unilever, Bajaj Finance, Axis Bank, Jindal Steel & Power, Piramal Pharma, ICICI Bank and many others will release their Q1 numbers this week. In another development, HDFC Bank share price gained over 2% in early trade on Monday after the country's largest private sector bank reported its earnings for the fiscal first quarter ended June 2024. The share price of HDFC Bank rose 2.7% to intraday high of ₹1,651 on NSE. HDFC Bank reported a standalone net profit of ₹16,175 crore for the quarter ended June 30, 2024, marking a 35% increase from ₹11,952 crore in the same period last year. However, this figure was down by 2% sequentially from ₹16,512 crore reported in Q5 FY24. The largest private lender's interest income for the reported quarter stood at ₹73,033 crore, up 50% year-on-year from ₹48,587 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous financial year. Up next, obesity is a growing public health concern globally. The Economic Survey 2024, tabled on Monday, revealed that 54% of the total disease burden in India is due to unhealthy diets. It also revealed that there is an increase in the consumption of highly processed foods laden with sugar and fat. The survey found that obesity presents a concerning situation and preventive measures must be taken to enable citizens to have a healthier lifestyle. If India needs to reap the gains of its demographic dividend, it is critical that its population's health parameters transition towards a balanced and diverse diet, the survey said. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices closed the trading session on a lower note. On July 22nd, the BSE Sensex fell 79.23 points, or 0.10% to finish the day's trading at 80,525.22, while the NSE Nifty 50 closed 15.25 points, or 0.06% lower, at 24,509.25. Bank Nifty closed in the green, 63 points, or 0.12% higher, at 52,328.60. Similarly, Nifty Midcap 100 closed 707.50 points, or 1.27% higher, at 56,615.80. Power stocks traded higher in the muted market. Power and Instrumentation Gujarat was up 5%. India Power Corporation was up 4.89%. Hitachi Energy India was up 3.84%. NTPC was up 2.68%. And other power companies were bucking the trend. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.